Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. And don't forget, all of this month, go to otrwesterns.com/survey and fill out the listener survey. You only have to do it once a year, and I deeply appreciate it. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is March 17th, 1941, and the title is The Storekeeper Stands Up. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
With a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger.
Whenever men gathered around the campfire in the early days of the Western United States, stories were told of the masked rider of the plains, and these stories have come down to us through the generations. His strength and courage were always on the side of right against might. His daring and resourcefulness brought law and order to the lawless frontier and blazed the trail for the winning of the West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for Rainbow Bend! Down in the rainforest! Hail, Silver! Hawaii!
Sam Birdwell ran the only store in Rainbow Bend. It was the only store in over 400 square miles of rangeland. And every settler and rancher bought supplies there, with one exception. Sam Birdwell had never sold any groceries or supplies to Dirk Kincaid, the man who owned the biggest spread in the section. But one day...
Sam, look who's coming into the store.
Yeah, I seen him tie up to the hitching rail.
It's Kincaid. Kincaid and his foreman, Gonzalez.
You better get him back, Deborah. They're coming in.
Remember, Sam, he's the biggest rancher around these parts. If he wants anything, you sell it.
You get him back. Dirk Kincaid himself coming to my store.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Birdwell, my name is...
I know your name. Kincaid.
My foreman here, Gonzalez, dropped around yesterday to buy some grub and supplies. He didn't get them.
I got other customers.
Yeah. Well, my lazy K ranch is in need of some grub, Sebby. Reckon you can sell?
Well, I'm sort of out of a lot of food. Long trip to Los Angeles to get more.
Yeah, that's what I'm figuring. So far, I've been doing my buying on Los Angeles. But like you say, it's a long travel. So I'm buying and you're selling.
If I got what you want.
You got bacon, ain't you? Gonzalez.
Si, Senor Kincaid.
That flitch of bacon hanging yonder. Hustle it down and put it on this here counter. All right, Birdwell. Here's your knife. Slice that bacon up for me.
Slice it?
You heard me, Birdwell. I want it sliced.
But the cook on your spread, he can do that.
Senor Kincaid. I am handy with a knife. Very handy. You want I slice this?
Yes, Jerry, you're always itching to use your knife. Put it away. I'm asking Birdwell.
So?
Pick up that knife, Birdwell, and be sure you slice it thin the way I like it. And just in case, here's my six-shooter resting right on the counter. Now, start.
How's that?
Finner, I tell you.
All right. No, by gravy, I won't do it.
Birdwell, pick up that knife.
No, Kincaid, I ain't selling you nothing. Not a thing. I sell to most folks, but not to you.
Pick up that knife and start slicing.
No, you're an ornery scheming crook. You own the biggest spread this side of the High Sierras. But you rustle cattle, you steal horses. You're a poison sidewinding rattler. Maybe other folks do what you order, but not me. Now get out.
No man can talk to me like that. If you get a gun into that counter, reach for it. I'm going to blast you to...
You'll not shoot.
But then send it... Engine, get out of here and mind your own business, Sebby.
You put gun back. Right away. Pronto.
All right, go on your head. I'm doing like you say.
Good for you, me come in store, huh?
Yeah, Engine, only I... Look out! Look out! Gonzalez has a knife!
The next time I draw my gun, the bullet may not hit your knife.
A mesh man.
Fastest draw I ever seen. Mister, you saved the engine for sure.
Sure, you're hopping up with that loss, eh, Birdwell?
Santo and I never saw Birdwell before, and he never saw us. We came here for supplies, but we heard enough outside. Kincaid, are those your horses at the hitching rail?
Suppose they are.
The door's still open. You and your foreman can make tracks right now.
Looky here, mister.
You heard me. On your way.
Come on, Gonzalez. I'm gone. What I said still goes, Birdwell. You won't sell grub or supplies to the lazy K, huh? Well, you're stacking up trouble for yourself, a heap of trouble. And it won't be long in coming. Adios.
I reckon I'm a plum idiot, mister. Kincaid sure means what he says. Now I've got you in trouble, too.
Well, Tano and I are used to trouble, Birdwell. We were glad to help.
Sam, are you all right?
Sure, Deborah, sure.
I was out and back taking a walk. I was so nervous I couldn't stay in the back room. Then I heard that shot. What did Kincaid try to do?
He tried to do plenty, Deborah.
You sure you ain't hurt?
I said he tried. Only the masked man and the engine stopped him cold.
Masked man and engine? Who are you talking about?
These two gents right here. Well, I'll be hogtied. They're gone. I don't even know their names. I'd sure like to have them on my side. Kincaid wasn't fooling when he said there'd be trouble.
Senor Kincaid, almost here back to the Lazy K Ranch. All the way from town, you're saying nothing.
I've been figuring out what to do, Gonzalez. I'll get it all set now. As soon as we get to the ranch house, get some of the boys, savvy?
Yeah?
They're riding to every spread around here, to every rancher and settler and townsman, to every single soul who buys from Birdwell. They're buying from him no more. If Birdwell don't sell to me, he don't sell to nobody.
Hey, you're a rich man.
Yeah,
I got a message from Senor Kincaid. He say nobody trade with Birdwell.
Huh?
Nobody, savvy? You stop trade with Birdwell pronto, Richmond. Or Kincaid, he don't like it. Much better you do like Kincaid tell you, eh? Remember.
Masters, I'm in a hurry. There'll be no more trading at Birdwell's.
But you
I'm
can't...
giving the orders. Don't trade at Birdwell's, that's all.
Nobody's going to the store.
Not me, not me.
Birdwell won't sell to me, he won't sell to nobody.
Sure, Kincaid, sure, whatever you say. You're a top man around these parts. If you say so, I stop buying from Birdwell right this minute.
There's Carney. Carney! Hey, Carney, rein up a second, will you?
Howdy, Birdwell.
Birdwell. You get mighty offish all of a sudden. You always used to call me Sam.
Well, I...
Why don't you drop in the store for a minute?
I can't. I'm in an all-fired hurry.
I didn't notice that. Your horse was just ambling along.
Well, I am.
Oh. Say, need a new vest, Carney? I just got in a supply of the fanciest you ever seed. Real antelope and stitched with red beads from back east.
Nope, don't need nothing. Besides, I gotta get going.
Carney, what's ailing everybody?
Well, let go of that rain, will you?
Carney, I'm asking you. What's wrong? Why ain't nobody been in my store? Why ain't you been in?
Well, you ought to know why, Sam. I've been told it'd be healthier not to.
You mean Kincaid, don't you?
I'd rather not mention any names.
Don't have to. I suspicioned it. But I thought you fellas had more gumption.
Kincaid's a tough army to rile, Sam.
He's one man, ain't he? You and all the rest put together could stand up against him. Carney, you know what kind of skunk he is.
I gotta travel, Sam.
I did what any man with backbone would do. I count on you fellas to keep trading with me.
Ain't go the rain, Sam.
Nobody knows better than you that Kincaid's a coyote.
He handles his guns too good for argument. Ain't go the rain, Sam.
Carney! Carney! Ain't no use yelling. Kincaid's got him scared to a frazzle. Every last one of them. I gotta do something. I gotta. was for one gun, now the other. So.
Who's that? Sam. Sam, where are you going?
You get back to bed, Deborah.
It's the middle of the night, Sam. What on earth are you... You're wearing guns.
I got a little business to attend to.
And your horse, all saddled and ready. Sam, what's on your mind? Where are you going?
I'll be back right soon.
No. Now, wait. Let me see your face. You're trying not to look at me.
Deborah, where I'm heading for ain't a woman's business.
Kincaid. You're going after Kincaid. Answer me, Sam. You're going to shoot it out with Kincaid.
A man's got a right to protect his business.
You can't. He'll kill you. He's a dead shot.
I'll take my chances. It's better than starving.
It's because nobody trades at our store. You can't go gunning
for... Kincaid's an ornery snake. He thinks he can run this section. He thinks he can ruin me because I prefer to do business with good people.
But you can't. This is a law game, gunfighting.
Law? What good's laws when nobody uses them? And friends, too. I thought I had plenty. But what good's friends if they won't stand behind you?
Oh, you can't blame them for knuckling under to Kincaid.
I ain't blaming them, Deborah. But I'm settling this. I got it.
Sam, no. No, come back.
Let go of me. My mind's made up.
Sam! Sam, you can't.
I'm calling him out, Deborah, tonight. As soon as I get to his ranch. Give me a kiss for luck.
Sam.
Deborah, I... Get up, boss. Get up.
Sam! Sam!
Tonto, did you see that?
Him clear in moonlight.
Looked like Birdwell pushing his horse plenty hard.
That's right.
Come along.
We go to the store?
Yes. I noticed the light through the window and back. You see it? Did you see that, Tonto? No, just close. It was a woman. See her in the lamplight.
That's Birdwell's wife, huh?
It must have been. Come on, Tonto. Hello! Hello in there!
Listen. Woman crying, huh?
Yes, we're going in, Tonto. Oh. Mrs. Birdwell?
A masked man. And an agent with you. Move one step closer and I'll pull this trigger.
Tonto and I are your husband's friends.
Oh, we help.
A masked man? Yeah. Sam did say something about us. You helped him before, but you can't...
We saw your husband making tracks. Where's he going?
I tried to stop him. Kincaid will kill him.
Kincaid? Is that where he's heading?
Sam was going plumb loco, seeing how Kincaid made everybody stop trading here. Sam took his guns. He's going to call Kincaid out.
Try to look after Mrs. Birdwell.
Help me do it.
Masked man, where are you going?
I'm going after your husband. Here, Silver.
You mean it, masked man? You'll go after him.
Come on, Silver. Come on.
Him go after him.
He's got to get there in time. He's got to...
Him go plenty fast.
Kincaid, wake up.
What in blazes? Let's do this, you loco.
Both well, him outside of us, house.
Yeah.
Sure, you listen.
Come on, Kincaid. Come on out and bring your guns. I aim to call you.
Well, I'll be a... That dumb rabbit means it. He aims to fight a gun duel with me. Give me that gun belt, Pronto.
Here, senor. You fix him good, eh?
That's silly. I can outshoot Birdwell from here to breakfast. When I get through out there, he'll be face down in the dust, ready for a gravestone. Come on.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. continue our story. Moonlight silvered the prairie as Sam Birdwell, the storekeeper, stood outside Dirk Kincaid's ranch house, challenging him to a gunfight. Birdwell was determined to end, once and for all, Kincaid's attempt to ruin his business.
Come on out, Kincaid! Come out or I'll come in and drag you out! Who's that?
It's Gonzales, Birdwell. I come to tell you, Kincaid, he'll be out very soon.
Oh, he better.
What is wrong? You scared, huh?
Maybe I am. I ain't much of a hand for gunfighting, but I'm going through with it.
You end up 6 feet under.
Yeah, so be it then. I'll get away, you ornery knife throat.
Sure, I leave you by yourself now.
That you, Kincaid?
Well, it's ain't Birdwell.
Come out in the moonlight, where I can see you.
So you come gunning for me, eh, Birdwell?
Come out, where I can see you fair.
I could let you have it right from here.
Yeah, I reckon you could. I reckon that's the way you like to fight, too. I ain't toted a gun for years, but I still got nerve enough to use them. Now, come on out. It's you or me, Kincaid. Come out and
come
get
on,
it.
Come on, Silver!
Kincaid, did he fire?
Shoot, let him have it.
Come on, Birdwell. You're coming with me.
Let go of me, Masked Man. Set me down.
Birdwell, you're staying on this horse and take her away from me.
Doggone you, mister.
Save us. We'll talk later. Come on, Silver. Faster, boy. I'll Silver away.
Well, this is far enough. We'll talk here, Birdwell.
Ain't no good stopping me, Masked Man. I'll go back there as soon as I can. I gotta face out Kincaid once and for all.
If I hadn't come along, you'd have been killed.
It would have been a fair fight.
It would not.
Huh?
I saw the flash of Kincaid's guns as I rode up. He had them drawn. He was ready to shoot.
You mean he
yes,
was...
Yes, from the porch before you could see him. He had no intentions of giving you the slightest chance.
Why, that low-down polecat, I ought to
Besides, get... Birdwell, he wouldn't stand a chance against a gunfighter like Kincaid. Even face to face with an equal draw.
Yeah, I knew that. But thunderation, mister, a man's got his pride. Kincaid's ruined me, and I can't take it lying down.
You still have your friends?
Friends? What good are friends when they don't stand by you? There ain't one of them dares to come into my store.
I'm not so sure of that, Birdwell.
It's true. Not one of them dared stand up against Kincaid's orders.
Sometimes it takes people a long time to act.
Yeah, too long, Masked Man. Too long.
Sometimes it isn't until someone is gone that his friends realize they should have helped.
Masked Man, the way you said that, like you had some kind of plan up your sleeve.
Would you be willing to do as I tell you?
Mister, you saved me twice. I reckon I'll do anything you say.
All right. I'm riding back to Rainbow Bend, but you'll stay here.
What? Well, I don't savvy.
You will, Birdwell. Now listen.
That friend, that Silver. Hi.
Steady, Silver. I got there in time, Kemosabe.
Mister, where's my husband? Where's Sam? His horse come back, but the saddle was empty.
Your husband is unharmed, Mrs. Birdwell. I left him up in the hills for the time being.
What?
Kincaid was going to shoot him without giving your husband a chance to reach his guns. He could have
done... Mister, if Sam ain't hurt, why didn't he come back here?
I have a plan to help him. That's part of the plan.
Mister, you ain't lying to me. Sammy.
Friend, always tell truth.
Your husband isn't even scratched, Mrs. Birdwell. You've got to believe that.
Mister, I reckon I do believe it.
Fine.
There's something about you that makes me trust you. You say you got a plan to help Sam.
By refusing to sell the Kincaid, your husband has lost all of his trade, hasn't he?
Yes.
Yet everyone is friendly with him?
Oh, everybody. If it weren't for Kincaid's orders, they'd still be by him.
Very well, Mrs. Birdwell. I want you to hitch up your wagon.
Huh?
I want you to make the rounds of all your friends, the ones who are afraid to stand up against Kincaid. I want you to tell them your husband went to call on Kincaid, and he didn't come back.
But, mister, if I say that, they'll think Sam's been done for.
Yes, they will. They'll jump to that conclusion.
But it'll take nigh on to 2 days to get to all of them. They're all spread out.
Then take 2 days. Tyler can go with you.
Huh?
What about you, Masked Man? You coming along?
With this mask? No, I'll stay here. I have some work to do. You call on everyone you can.
Yes, Masked Man. Yes, and I'll tell him just what you told me to say.
But, Masked Man, I've been setting up here nigh on to 2 days now. I ought to be down in my store.
Why? You have no business to attend to?
Well, maybe I ain't.
You promised you'd stay here till I told you to leave. You've got to keep that promise.
All right, I will, but... Hey, mister, where are you going?
Here, Silver.
Mister, where are you going this time?
Look out there across the slope toward Rainbow Bend.
My eyes ain't as good as yours, mister.
It's the wagon. Your wife's coming back.
Well, I'm sure...
No, Birdwell. It's getting dark. I can go down there and meet them, but you stay here. Come on, Silver.
It's the masked man, Injun Rena.
His friend. Oh,
Kimo Sabe.
Hi.
Well, masked man, we've done it. Me and Tonto must have covered nigh on to 70 miles, but we told them all.
They're coming into Rainbow Bend?
In the morning. It's just like you figured, mister. They all jumped to the conclusion that Sam was done for. I sure had a hard time not letting them know Sam was alive and well. He is, ain't he?
He's fine. How did they take the news?
Ask the engine. They was plumb ashamed of themselves.
That's right.
You must be tired, Mrs. Birdwell.
I'd like to see Sam.
You'll see him in the morning. I look up there into the twilight. You see that fire winking on the hill?
Is that where Sam is?
That's the camp. You sure those friends will be here?
Positive, mister.
Good. I brought Scout for you, Tata. Time for us to make tracks.
Me come.
Now you go home and get some sleep, Mrs. Birdwell. And in the morning, you lead all of Sam's friends up on that hill. Understand?
I sure will, mister. Good night.
Good night.
Adios. What we do now, Kimasabi?
I've been watching Kincaid's ranch every night, Tata. Kincaid's been on the lookout for Birdwell.
Huh?
What's more, Kincaid believes I'm with Birdwell. He thinks the two of us are dangerous, that we interfere with his rule of the district.
Oh, Tonto's happy now.
So far, I've made sure Kincaid or his men didn't see me. But this time, I'm making sure they do. Come on, Tonto.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver. On the trail.
It's middle of the night. And as always, we watch for a long time. Maybe Kincaid, he will run up with his mask hombre. Maybe the mask hombre and Birdwell even moves that. Hey, what is that? Horses. He's too rider.
No sign of Kincaid up here, Tonto?
All sleep.
They might just as well get back to Birdwell.
We do that. Where Birdwell now?
On the hill south of town, Tonto.
We go sleep, huh?
They've been up most of the night, Kimasabi. Yes, we'll head back for camp.
So, time for me to tell Kincaid. This news he'll be waiting.
It's getting lighter, masked man. See him yet?
We were close enough to Gonzales last night, so he could hear Tonto and me talking very well. I'm sure Kincaid has been told. What is it, Tonto?
Look, there. Off that way.
Two riders crossing the ridge.
I can't make him out at all.
It's Kincaid and Gonzales. It must be. They'll be here in about an hour.
And that's right.
There's no doubt what they plan to do.
Right, Gosh, yeah?
What else? All right, Tonto, on your way.
Here, Scout.
Head down into Rainbow Bend. Get to Mrs. Birdwell and make sure she comes up here pronto.
Me, Sammy.
She'll make certain those friends come along, too. Hurry, Tonto.
Me tell them. Get them up, Scout.
Now, Birdwell, you know what our plan is?
Yeah, masked man. If them hombres want to surprise this campfire, then...
Then that's just what we'll let them do. It shouldn't take them long.
Ground hit your horse, Gonzales. The campfire's right ahead.
Yeah, the smoke is real this way.
Can't hear a sound. Reckon this would be like shooting at a target.
Senor, what is that?
Sounds like horses. Gonzales, spread this mosquito part and look out. Well?
Senor, it is the Indian. They bring the woman, Mrs. Birdwell, and all the people. They're coming this way. Look.
What the? Yeah.
Senor, maybe we better go, eh?
Nothing doing. We still got time. Follow me.
What can care?
Look, the others at camp. Stop. Cast your eyes on that, Gonzales. Two of them wrapped up in blankets, not more than 50 yards down from us.
There is a white hat. That must be the masked hombre, eh?
Yeah. The other's Birdwell. Can't see his face, but he's got that spotted vest at his side behind the blanket.
Which one I shoot?
You take Birdwell, and I'll get the masked man.
If we start shooting those below, they come fast, no?
Let them. We still have time to get to our horses and get away.
I'm already Kincaid. I take Birdwell, yes?
Yeah. All right, Gonzales. Now. What's more?
That is fine, eh? They do not even stir.
Ditter and mackerel, both of them. Now, come on. We got to make tracks.
Faster, Kincaid.
Come on. The horse is right past this cliff.
What's up?
What in blazes the masked man?
Drop those guns. Move.
And Birdwell, it is impossible. They are both dead.
Black soldier, notice that you're cold, cat.
You drop those bullets into logs under the blankets, Kincaid. Now drop those guns.
No. No, fight it out, Gonzales. Give him a...
Knock the guns clean into the bushes. And look, masked man, here comes Deborah and all the rest of them.
Deborah, you're all right. Jake,
I ain't even scratched Deborah. Howdy, Carney.
Howdy, masters.
Howdy.
One of you gents keep your eye on these two ornery skunks.
I got them, Carney.
Sam, I reckon we owe you an apology. It weren't until we thought you was dead that we realized we let ourselves be bulldozed by a polecat.
We should have stood up against Kincaid right from the first.
Just a minute. Hold on a minute.
It's a masked man. Quiet, you fellas. Quiet.
Tonto and I are going. But first I'd like to say a word to you men. Sam Birdwell did what every one of you wanted to do. He stood up against oppression and wrong.
He sure did.
Yet each of you was a little too lazy. Yes, and a little bit afraid to back him up until you realize what might have happened to Sam.
Yeah, we thought he was dead.
Yes, Carney. But from now on, I've got a feeling that you'll act like true Americans. You remember to stick together all the way. To fight oppression and wrong no matter where you find it.
Mister, these poor cats are on their way to the calaboose.
Adios to all of you. Come on, Kemosabe.
Adios.
There
you go,
Sam. Masked man and his engine car. I just wonder where we'd be if he didn't come along to help folks out.
Oh, Deborah, we won't think about that now. For a gent that's supposed to have been dead, I'm full of ginger. How about it, gents? Is my store open for business again, or ain't it? Hey!
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want you to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site, now formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.